Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you think back about, obviously, the landscape has changed so much. You know, when you were building Luxie Hair, it's a different time to what it is now. What are you seeing that you're having to do differently to grow this business, you know, second time around?
I think the landscape has changed, as you said. You know, we see a lot more video, but yet even 10 years ago, we used video to grow our business. So yes, there's new tools, there's new platforms, but I think the fundamentals are always the same. And what are the fundamentals? Is providing a kick-ass, incredible product. You know, so many people, and this really breaks my heart, started the business just for the sake of making money. This is extremely unhealthy, not only to our world, because you're creating essentially, you know, crap that already exists in this world and you don't really care about the products you're creating. But also it's not good for you because you're not going to enjoy doing this day in, day out. And creating a business takes a lot of hard work. When people ask me about what business they should do or to give them ideas, I always say, you know, the best business you will create is the one that comes out of your own challenge and problem. So if, let's say, you are looking for, bags that are biodegradable, you know, for packing your lunch. I don't know. That's just an idea, right? Just throwing it out there. A Ziploc, a paper bag Ziploc. I don't think it exists. And it doesn't exist. You wish it existed, but, you know, all of the ones that are out there are plastic. And then one day you're like, oh, I should be the one creating this product. This is how the best businesses are created. You really intuit, you feel like you're solving a problem in the world, and then you can create it in a way where you can easily tell a story, which is basically your marketing. You can make videos, you can take photos, then you provide a kick-ass customer service. This is something that still most businesses lack, really. It just breaks my heart. There's so many resources to have great customer service. And yet, you know, I buy things. Like the other day, I bought something for my daughter and I got an email saying, oh, there's a delay. And there were all these excuses and all these things in the email. And I'm like, oh my God, the language is so negative. Like, I cannot believe these guys are doing this. Like, you can, you know, you can have problems in your business. You can have challenges, but it's how you communicate it to your customer. It was problem after problem after problem, and they didn't provide any solutions. And I felt like, oh, why did I even buy it from that website? It looks so professional and beautiful, and they have really nice products, but then that is really sour experience. And I doubt I will ever purchase from them again, because from the first point, you already have a bad, you know, like that negative, the after effect, you know? So having those fundamentals in place really is within your power. If you are the one running the show, if you're the entrepreneur, this is your business, you can create these basics that will have a solid foundation for your business. At this point in life, yes, regardless of whether you run a restaurant or you have a physical product, you need to have an Instagram page. You need to have a YouTube. Of course, not for everybody, but if you can, it will greatly benefit you in any industry, in any business. And yes, then you need to consistently post content about your products, because if you don't share about your products, how will people find out? And if you don't care about sharing it, then, well, who will? Your customers won't if you don't. So it's about first identifying your story. And that, again, as I said, that's why it's so important why you do what you do in the first place. If you do it for the right things, the rest will come so easy. And that's why even with Luxie Hair, I think the reason it grew so quick and so fast and became such a sensation is because it was a genuine story of how I wanted hair extensions. You know, I couldn't find anything that was affordable and good quality. Then we went on to creating that solution for me and for everybody else. And then people just told the story and it just spread like wildfire. And we just, you know, enjoyed the benefits of that. And there's a really great book or audiobook you can listen to called Contagious, and it exactly shares what we did. So in a way, we weren't aware as we were doing it that this is what we're doing, but years later, when we already had a successful business and I listened to that book, I remember thinking, this is why we grew so quickly and so fast, because we had that compelling story and because we were doing things the right way. For us, customer service then and now with the new business, with any business we create, is like the most important part of the business. It's the touch point, the only touch point, especially if you only have a virtual business, is the only time people will ever come across you. And if that experience is sour, not only they're not coming back, they're telling their friends. The issue with bad experience is that people talk about it even more often than the positive experiences. You know, funny enough, a friend was sharing a story how she went to this new coffee shop and, you know, they didn't have the right coffee. She wanted this filter coffee. And then the guy gave her something else and then double charged her. And then, you see, she spent maybe 15, 20 minutes telling me about this bad experience. And I was thinking of going to that place. But after she shared the story, I'm like, well, I'm definitely not going there. But in my mind, I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, one bad experience. And sometimes people will completely cancel you out. So we have to, as entrepreneurs, we have to be aware of that. And we have to do our best to avoid that happening in our own business. And that's why also hiring the right people is so important. People who are aligned with your values. But before that, of course, you have to identify the values. And then when you hire, it becomes easy to hire the right people because you can just ask the right questions to see if they're the right fit in the role and for the overall culture of your business. So, yeah, I mean, there's so many things to talk about, you know, how to run a successful business. But like, even though the platforms change, the basics are the same. People who ran successful business 100 years ago and are doing it now are still doing the same thing. Maybe we're using different tools, but, you know, kick-ass product, kick-ass customer service, and genuinely caring about what you do and the customers that you serve.
Yeah, I love that. And it's so true. And I really think the customer service piece truly gets forgotten a lot of the time. There are so many times I have a really frustrating experience and I'm like, but how is this the thing that you forget? Because of course I'm going to either tell my friends. The same way, if you have a great experience, you're likely to tell your friends, or you experience a great product, you're literally going to text your group of girlfriends and be like, hey, you should try this. And then next thing you know, everyone has the same deodorant and you're like, yeah, this works. This is, you can see why this business is doing well. But it's funny how people really do forget that customer service piece and can like fall short on so many levels. And that even makes an even more, you know, a higher advantage for people who want to come in and be like providing incredible service and can blow it out of the park with that. It's incredible.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female founder business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/Hype Club. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.